This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee voted Wednesday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Wednesday's 24-16 vote fell along party lines. Ahead of the vote, President Donald Trump asserted executive privilege over the entire Mueller report and reserved the right to block access. Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said Trump and Barr are trying to take power away from Congress and the American people.
It's an attack on the ability of the American people to know what the executive branch is doing and to have responsible government. It is an attack on the essence of our democracy, and we must oppose this with every fiber of our being.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Georgia's Doug Collins, says Nadler is guilty of overstepping his role.
The constitutional crisis is a committee that is asking from the Attorney General things that he cannot give. The constitutional crisis is a committee asking to not only write the law, but enforce the law.
Late Wednesday, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, said he had subpoenaed Attorney General Barr for documents related to the Mueller probe. Schiff said Barr has until May 15th to comply. The Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr., calling him in to answer questions about his 2017 testimony. The committee has renewed interest in talking to President Donald Trump's eldest son after Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee in February that he had briefed the younger Trump approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower building in Moscow. Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2017 he was only peripherally aware of the proposal. This is VOA News.